You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Kellen is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's not getting a call back from a date he went on with a girl named Jen that he really likes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see if we can find out why she's ghosting him in a second. But first, let's hear about the date. Kellen, what's up? How long has it been since you heard from Jen?
It's been a couple weeks, almost a month now, but...
Okay.
So I've texted her and just no response back, and I thought we kind of hit it off, so...
Why don't we go backwards? Why don't you tell us about, you know, how you guys met and what happened?
Well, we kind of met on Christian Mingle, and, we chatted back and forth and whatnot, and I found out what church she went to, and I showed up to surprise her, and I thought it was cute, and we went to coffee afterwards, and we talked and just kind of, I think we kind of hit it off, and so we thought we'd plan another date, because she at her church there was like a dance sort of event type of thing going on for couples, and I made reservations at the sushi place that was next door to the church, and so we did that, and I thought it was a nice, cool little thing that we did.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That does seem nice. So you guys were really getting along? Was there any like touchiness or any sparks flying?
I really dig her. She's so dedicated to her church and her community, and her kindness. She is beautiful. She's just like nobody like I've ever dated before. She makes me want to be better.
Why do you think she's ghosting you?
Well, I guess I get a little jealous. And so we were at the dance, and it was one of her friends, a male friend, that asked her to dance with her. And I agreed, but I think I was too butthurt about it, and she saw that, and I don't know why I do that. I mean, we've only been on two dates, so it's like, I guess it's just deep inside because I care about her.
Well, I mean, right. you're on a date with her, so you kind of would hope that your date would dance with you, but friends dance together too. Were you like outwardly angry, or was it just kind of like?
I guess I was pouty,
Okay, so you didn't try to like fight the guy or something.
I was being an idiot.
All right, well, man, we'll see if we can figure it out then. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you, and hopefully get you another date, okay?
Awesome, I appreciate that.
All right, man. So we'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We're in the middle of our first date follow-up. If you're just joining us, Kellen is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Jen that he really likes. So we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him. But first, Kellen, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation?
Well, we met on Christian Mingle, went to her church. We hit it off and we went to a dance social there at her church and she was dancing with another guy and got a little jealous, and then so I thought I'd text her again and like see if we can't get a third date, you know, and and just no response. 2 days later, no response. I tried again, no response. I'm like, maybe I was too jealous. I don't know.
But you weren't angry jealous, right? You were pouty jealous.
Yeah, I was just, I was
like a baby.
You know, I was crying.
No. Oh, self-awareness, though. Yeah. That's cool.
All right, man. Are you ready for us to call her?
I am. Let's do this.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jen, please?
Yes, this is she.
Hey, Jen, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I'm calling from a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jen. The whole show's here. My name's Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. We do a segment on the show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and find out why you're ghosting them. So is there anybody that you can think of that would want us to call you because you're not calling them back?
I mean, probably, I guess. Is it Kellen?
Yes, it's Kellen. Yeah, he wants to know why you're ghosting him.
Like, listen, he was a great guy and he was, you know, it was a nice, like, couple of dates, like a coffee and a date or whatever. But like, I found out that he was on Tinder and like, I just don't really think like our values and stuff like match up after like hearing about that. So I just don't think we're going to work, you know?
Did he tell you that he was on Tinder? Are you on Tinder?
No. I'm not on Tinder. Like, I'm like, you know, everybody live your life. I'm not about that like hookup culture type thing, you know, like, I very specifically, like, this is my first online stuff going through Christian Mingle, you know, it's just different. I'm looking for something different. And like, you know, again, the dates, they were great. And I was showing my coworker a picture of him and like telling her all about like how wonderful it was. And immediately she was like, oh, I've seen him on Tinder. Then we like, you know, got onto like one of the Tinder apps, like with people and like they found him and it was like, oh, that's him. Cool. So I guess like, you know, he just, what is it, like a wolf in sheep's clothing type of thing? Like, I just, he's different than, I guess, how he presented.
Well, because, you met on Christian Mingle, so
Yeah.
Tinder and Christian Mingle, I think, are very different places.
I think they're a very little different too.
Yeah.
So I just to be, just to be clear, Jen, is it because he was on a dating app or is it because it was specifically Tinder?
Specifically Tinder.
Got it.
Like, you know, like, I'm a big, big part of like my church and like that's how I was raised. It's just, it's different than I know, like how a lot of people live. And again, like that's totally fine. Like live your life. But like, it just doesn't match up with like the life I'm leading. So like,
okay.
Yeah. You know, like I'm sure there are a lot of things that are very different and like expectations I'm sure are very different between us.
Okay. Well, thank you for being honest with us. I don't know if Kellen's a freak like you think he is, but we can find out.
Freak.
Kellen, are you a freak?
No.
I mean, you don't have to lie, Kellen.
No, I'm not that kind of guy anymore. I should have deleted the app. The profile and everything, because the girls on there, they're not for me anymore.
Jen, if you couldn't tell, Kellen's on the phone and he's been listening and wants to talk to you.
And he's not a freak anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry, but yes, I should have deleted Tinder. I don't know why I still have it up. I have many apps on my phone, you know, and like those girls I left that to Christian Mingle because I want somebody with values and Christian. I'm sorry. I will try to prove myself over and over and over if I have to.
You're not really on Tinder. You just didn't close your account.
Correct. Yeah. Like I left Tinder a long time ago. I forgot to delete the app and the profile and everything like that. I don't know. I don't know why I did it.
Are you even Christian? Yeah, like you know, I've heard about people like some guys like get onto this Christian Mingle app to like find the innocent girls and they're trying to corrupt them and whatever and like it's a competition and I
that's
just
awful.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, dating is hard.
I am Christian.
Dating is very hard.
I just, you know, I'm tired of those girls on Tinder. They're
you're tired of them because like, you probably went out with a lot of them, right? I don't know. Like, again, we had a good time. I just don't think our values match up, you know?
I get it. I understand, but I'm still going to try. I'm still going to prove myself to you. I truly believe that, I don't know, I like you.
How are you going to prove it?
I deleted the app today. That's what I did.
And then how are you going to prove to her that you're there for the Christianing and not the mingling on Christian Mingle? Not just the mingling, I mean.
Right.
I will go to her church every Sunday. I will prove myself. I swear you're the one.
Aww. Whoa, the one.
That's kind of a lot.
Jen, what do you think? Would you like to go out with Kellen on another date? We'll pay for it.
I just don't know. I don't know if we're both sharing the same Christian values and... Sorry.
Maybe is not a no. You know, I get it. I get why you're, you know, I'm just bummed. But I'll be there for you when you're ready to go on a second or another date. I really enjoyed your church. It's one of the better ones in town. Would it be awkward if I still went there? I don't want to make it awkward for you, but I do like your church and the people there. So
The doors are open for everyone. So
okay,
it's weird. It's like talking about who gets the Lord in a breakup.
I'm sorry. Right, well,
sorry, Kellen, but it sounds like you're not giving up hope. Yeah. And Jen, you know, you said maybe, so maybe you guys will run into each other at church and, you know,
see how it goes. But just pursue respectfully, okay? Just gonna say that.
Yeah. And I'll be praying for you.
Well, I will be praying for you too, and I hope you have a blessed day.
All right, they're off the phone. She like patted him on the head big time as he was leaving. You just have a blessed day there. I'll be praying for you too.
That's like the nicest like F you ever.
Yeah.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.